104.7, Andy and Mel, topping out at 63 today. Hopefully we'll get a little more rain. Internet quote of the day, Mel, is...
Me, a procrastinator? I'll prove you wrong someday. Just you wait and see.
We have, another bike night is coming up here very, very soon. Oh, yeah. I got to turn on their mic.
He's got to take you.
Drink!
Yeah, drink. Ha ha, you had a drink.
Hey, that's only my first today. You got three already. You had three in the first hour of the show.
Well, it was Monday. the last bike night.
Last
bike night. Jim and Jimmy are here from J&L Harley Davidson. Welcome, guys.
Good morning. Good morning. What a beautiful day for riding.
Yeah.
You can put that jacket on and a little rain suit on, maybe.
Definitely
you
put
never
the
know.
Chaps on today,
that's right.
Right?
You know, it is our last bike night of the season. We have five bike nights throughout the year. You have a chance to win a 2012 Harley-Davidson 883 Iron, and this is the last night. Still plenty of time to sign up. You do have to be present to win, so we want to encourage people to come out. This is a great night. It's going to be a beautiful weekend out there, and this is a kickoff to a great celebration we've got up at J&L Harley-Davidson this weekend. It's the Harley-Davidson's 110th anniversary celebration going on all year long. And so what we're doing, not only are we having a bike night and we're giving away the new Harley-Davidson Sportster, we got great refreshments, live music, but we also have Harley-Davidson's National Demo Fleet coming in, and
that's
we're celebrating.
The thing I am the most excited about.
Wow, that's cool.
It's going to be very cool. We are proud to say we are one of the first stops. So we will be doing demo ride or for the 2013
not
demo
too
truck.
Far from Scani, so it's easy to be early on
exactly,
the list.
Exactly. So they'll be coming, we'll be doing them on Friday and Saturday. The demo truck will be there. We'll be going until 6 p.m. on Friday. We'll be going until 4:30 on Saturday. We'll also have demo rides on Sunday. So come on out on Saturday. We will have the Snack Shack open, so burger brat for $1. Also, on Saturday, we'll be doing a gift with purchase. You spend $110, you get a free Harley-Davidson 110th anniversary piggy bank. Sunday, you get a free 110th anniversary J&L Harley-Davidson commemorative t-shirt that we're having made up especially for the weekend. So we got a lot of stuff going on. Free dyno runs will be going on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So if you want to check out the horsepower or the torque that your Harley-Davidson is putting out, come see our performance specialist, and we'll help you out. Along with the demo rides, we're going to have great financing on new and used motorcycles. We got over 100 used motorcycles in stock. We got new 2013s sitting on the floor. So 2.99% for 60 months, 4.99% for 72 or 84 months with approved credit. So Andy, talk to your wife, come in and buy a bike.
I knew that was coming.
I know, I was going to say
Mel,
it.
And you, I've seen you sitting on motorcycles too. This is a perfect weekend to get that motorcycle.
That would be.
Wouldn't it be great?
I know.
And you know, maybe we can find
license.
You.
I don't have a license, but they'll teach me how to
ride
one.
Oh, we'll teach you how to ride. Not a problem. And that's right. We are setting our schedule for our Rider's Edge program for next season. If you do buy a bike, we can make you a deal on a training class coming up next spring, too. So, you know, check out all the information out at jl-harley.com or call J&L Harley-Davidson at 334-2721. A great weekend. We're going to have a blast out there. We're giving away on Friday night that new 2012 Harley-Davidson Sportster.
Jim, when are you going to get your tattoo?
Very soon, Mel.
Uh-huh.
Very soon.
Really?
Yes, and you
really?
Can watch.
I will come take pictures.
Okay.
Seriously?
That's
I'm not.
Disgusting.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think he's going to get it on his bum anymore, are you?
No, I don't think so.
I think arm,
on the
maybe?
Arm, maybe.
Arm? Yeah.
Okay.
We've been talking
thank
about
God.
This, and every time I see him when I go out to J&L, I
didn't
always,
want to see those pictures, did you?
I'm always,
it's a conversation point.
You have to quarantine the room.
Yeah.
I'm like, so. Jim, when you're going to get that tattoo?
We got it coming, girl.
Okay.
We got
okay.
it coming.
I want it. You better let me know.
I will.
Okay.
All right. Bike night this Friday night, and then the demo fleet and celebration is going to be here Saturday. Well, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
So, then the following weekend up in Watertown.
All right. Very cool. Jim and Jimmy, thanks for stopping in.
Thank you.
Morning, sunshine. Maybe I wanted to know when I'm going to ovulate today.
Andy and Mel, Hot 104.7. Hi. This is Hollywood Dirt.
Hot 104.7.
Chris Brown CDs were spotted with a This Man Beats Women warning sticker in the UK. A store says a customer put the stickers on a few of Chris Brown CDs, but they had nothing to do with it, and they've since removed them. At her concert over the weekend, Madonna says that she loves, in air quotes, Lady Gaga. She dedicated a song to her and even said that they're going to be sharing a stage soon. Of course, there's a pretty good chance that she's full of crap, but that's what she was saying, so we'll see. Green Day singer Billy Joe Armstrong was recently asked who were the best and worst bands they've shared a stage with. He said the best was The Hives, and the worst was Bon Jovi.
Yeah, their taste in music probably does not include Bon Jovi.
Probably not.
No.
And that's the dirt. You can find out more by going to hot1047.com.
I can't really see Green Day coming out for an encore of Living on a Prayer.
Probably not, but come on. It's Bon Jovi.
Yeah. turns out there's more fat people in rural areas than in the city.
Okay.
I'll tell you why. After One Republic, it's 929, Hot 104.7.
This is the Hot Morning Show on Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. Oh, nice one today. 63. I love this time of year when it's like the highs are in the 60s, low 70s. My favorite weather.
I prefer 75.
Yeah, but sometimes that even feels too hot. It's 49 right now. There is a video online of a choir and full orchestra. Now, nobody asked for this, but they gave it to us anyway on YouTube. And I'm so glad because yet again, we have another Call Me Maybe. Symphony and choir?
See, I was thinking when you first told me about this in my head, like, what's that song? Bittersweet Symphony? Like, or, what's the name of that?
Bittersweet Symphony?
Yeah, that's like.
Doesn't really have much of a symphony in it.
Isn't that the song, though? Is that the one I'm thinking?
Bittersweet Symphony?
No, not Bittersweet. What is it called? Oh my gosh, I totally love that one. And that's what I was thinking it would be. So faster and like the whole symphony, not some big choir singing along with it.
No, it was a symphony. It was exactly what I described to you.
Yeah, that's a symphony, but there's a
Or an orchestra. I'm not sure what the difference is, but
there's a choir singing along, though. I wasn't expecting that.
So that's the downer for you?
Yeah, because it was slow and awful.
So you were just thinking of it as a faster paced.
I thought it would be faster paced.
Kind of like when Metallica recorded the album with a symphony.
Yeah.
Like that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Oh. No, they did music the way they do it.
Okay. But I didn't think it was going to have a choir with it.
Okay.
Ruined it for me.
That's so bad.
Ruined it for me.
I think you need some more culture.
Why?
You should go buy a symphony CD.
Why?
Go see an opera.
Because I don't want to hear the choir singing it at the... like a slow pace? How does that make me need to have more
culture?
Well,
you're just saying it's bad.
I don't like it. I think it's lame.
You can say it's good, but I would rather it was a little faster paced.
It's okay.
Okay.
Not good.
I thought it was pretty good.
If it was faster paced, it would be awesome.
It was interesting.
Okay.
Don't you think? You don't find that interesting at all that a symphony and choir did Call Me Maybe?
Well, it was the number one song of the summer.
Yeah. According to a national study recently published in the Journal of Rural Health, people who reside in rural country areas are 20% more likely to suffer from obesity than those who live in the city.
Why?
Mostly because they don't have...
a gym available?
Well, the inability to get to the gym, harder for them to purchase healthier foods, I guess.
Healthier foods, they can grow it.
But not everybody who lives in a rural area is a farmer.
Well, I know, but they would probably be able to have a garden.
This would include every little small town around. I mean, Sioux Falls probably technically would fall into this survey as well. I mean, we're in a more rural area.
Okay.
The city proper itself, probably not, but... people between the ages of 20 and 39 are carrying around more extra weight than any other rural demographic. Yeah, it's because we're the young, fat, and lazy generation.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, I'm not even being sarcastic. That's true.
I know.
We're the young, fat, and lazy generation.
It's sad.
We are the laziest generation to come along in, well, ever. Except for maybe the younger generation coming up behind us.
Maybe. Yeah, because they're all video games and stuff.
One other thing I wanted to hit here real quick. There's a 102-year-old woman in Michigan who is still driving, which I know that sounds scary, but this is kind of a cool story. She is barely older than her car. She's driving a 1930 Packard 740 Roadster. She was born in 1910, and she bought the car in 1949 and restored it. So it was a 19-year-old car when she bought it. And she still takes care of it herself to this day. Changes her own oil and spark plugs.
Yeah. No way.
Yeah. It's a cool-looking old car, too.
That is impressive.
It looks like something you'd see in an Al Capone movie.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Impressive.
It's a neat car.
That's impressive.
That is impressive. We have Heroes of the Day coming up next. Hang on. Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel.
You okay?
I had a little froggy in my throat.
All right. Got it out?
Yeah, I'm better now.
Okay.
Everything's good. The final results, at least as far as our show today goes, with the poll, would you let your teenage daughter have a lock on their room? 68% say no. No lock on the door for your teenager.
I'm okay with it as long as there are rules. And if they have a pesky little brother or sister.
If you interpret it as being, is there a possibility ever in any circumstance where you would allow it, then I would have to say yes.
Right.
Because I could conceive of a time where I would let Jackie have a lock on her door. I'm going to have a key, but she can have a lock.
Right.
The other one, would you buy a pregnancy test at a bar? 15% said yes.
Really? That's it?
And I'm guessing they're the frugal people.
Yeah.
85% said no. Gross.
I think it's gross. I think it's embarrassing. It's weird.
I think so, too. Let's do heroes.
Every town needs a hero.
Working class hero.
Hero.
I can be your hero, baby.
Heroes of the day, Mel, go.
Last week, 24-year-old Justin Dane Palmer of Bellingham, Washington, was driving his blue Dodge pickup when he saw a 28-year-old woman on the sidewalk who was 8 months pregnant and she was smoking. So Justin pulled over and confronted her about it. He asked her, quote, "Who the heck smokes while they're pregnant?" She responded, "I do." They kept arguing, and eventually Justin pulled out a handgun and pointed it at her. But then he put it away and drove off. The woman called the police, and Justin was arrested.
Yeah.
What the heck?
I read that story on Friday. He claimed he didn't, and then they searched his car, and they found a couple of Glock pistols in his car. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah. This one is one of those instant karma stories, but it's a little too severe for this crime.
Oh, okay.
In particular. About 5 a.m. Friday, four guys were eating at a Waffle House in Athens, Georgia, and their plan was to dine and dash. They left the restaurant one by one. The last one there was a 21-year-old from Monroe, Georgia. And as he sprinted out of the restaurant, he ran across the highway and was hit by a pickup. He died at the scene.
Oh.
Police were trying to track down his friends. The driver of the pickup was not charged. You run out in the middle of the highway. It's not like driving in a residential area and you hit a pedestrian.
Right.
Or when someone's driving down the interstate and someone runs out into traffic. I don't think you can really hold the driver liable for that.
Not expected to happen. Yeah.
No. Those are a little bit more on the downer side, but I have another story that's a little more fun. And I've got time for it.
Okay.
December 18th, 2010, Julia Garcia of San Antonio, Texas, was doing some Christmas shopping at Walmart in the middle of the night. She paid for her purchase with a $100 and a $50 bill. The cashier thought the $100 was fake, counterfeit. So she called over the manager. Julia said it was real and pulled out another $100 bill to prove it. The manager took both bills and ripped them up.
What?
Now, wasn't there a new design on the $100 bills about that time?
I think so. Plus, there's those little pen things.
Well, I know. They've got those markers.
Yeah.
I would understand if you thought it was fake because it was a really old one. But anyway, security detained Julia until police got there. When they did, they inspected the bills and figured out they were real. At that point, Julia says the manager tried to hand her back the torn up bills. So now, what do you do in America when you get screwed? You sue!
Good.
She's suing for $75,000 for intentional humiliation and inflicting emotional distress. She says the entire process embarrassed her in front of the other customers and forced her to stay at the store for more than 2 hours.
I am totally on board with this lawsuit. Just because, how embarrassing.
75,000 worth?
Well, that's a bit much, but still.
It's Walmart. They can pay it.
But still, that is so embarrassing.
It is. Time for us to scoop. Ben's in next. Talk to you tomorrow.
Hot 1047.com.